You know, I just try to push him and make him as good as he can possibly be. I mean, you know, the kid's got a ton of potential. He's great. He's a great player already. And he's going to continue to get better just because of his work ethic. And, you know, I'm here to help make him even better if I can. And anything that I can do to help him, it's going to help this team out. So, you know, I'm excited to see him this season because I think he's going to have a great year.
You're blocking. I mean, you're now one of the better tight end blocker in the league. I mean, you've always taken pride in it since you came out of Cincinnati. I mean, a lot of people thought, you know, the impression was that you weren't a guy that played in an offense where you had to block much, which wasn't true.
Oh, yeah. I came from a power offense in college. Yeah. So,
I mean, you're still developing there? I mean, can you still keep getting better in that respect?
Oh, I can get a lot better in that respect. I mean, that's, you know, I think a big thing is really mobility, working on flexibility, getting in positions to, you know, I'm blocking guys that are sometimes 20, 30 more pounds than me. So I gotta beat them with leverage, get lower than them, use my hands better than them. So there's a lot to it, and you know, I can definitely get better at it. You know, even going back and looking at some of the film from last year, I can be a better blocker too.
Important in this offense to have tight ends and wide receivers that can block.
I definitely think so. Oh yeah. So I mean, you guys see how much we run the ball and everything that we do. I mean, you know, I think we got a bunch of guys that can block though, which is great.
Brent, is this more for you just getting in shape, or do you learn more each year that you come here, and what is it if it is?
I mean, I think I'm still learning. You know, getting in shape, you know, I think that's, you know, when you come back, that's the first few weeks is getting back in shape. But now that we're on the field, you know, I think you're just competing against other guys, trying to work on your own skills, get better at fundamentals. And, you know, I think after a season, you can get a little bit rusty, and it's always nice to come here and knock the rust off and then continue to work on things to get better at, because we all got deficiencies and we can always get better in certain areas.
What growth have you seen in Zach Ertz?
I mean, his all-around game. He's gotten better. I mean, he's got a lot of confidence, and he's a great player. And the way he can attack the ball when it's in the air, his blocking's continuing to prove. I mean, he's going to be a great player in this league. And, you know, like I was saying before, I'm excited to see him get going this season because, you know, we're going to have a great tight end group.
No one has well, you're kind of like the senior statesman, even though you're only, what, 30?
Yeah.
Just 30. I mean, no one has seen more offenses here and regimes as you. How does this one kind of – I mean, how do you feel about entering this season with this group as opposed to maybe some of the other years? I mean, are you
– I mean, I love it. I love the guys that we got on this team. I love how, you know, everything continues to evolve around here. It continues to get better every single day. And, you know, I think as a player you really appreciate that.
So, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Can you compare maybe this season to any other seasons you've had here so far, just coming in to minicamp?
Well, I mean, it's the off season right now. And, you know, it's always a bunch of different guys. And, you know, we'll see when the season gets going. But, you know, I think training camp and preseason will be a better judge of that. But, you know, I love the team that we got now.
You mentioned earlier that if not for a lot of the sports science stuff, you might not be around right
now.
You haven't changed the way you play, though. I mean, you're still – you've never been a guy that, I mean, you run through people more than you run around them. I mean, you still play the same style, right?
Well, I don't think I'll be able to change that. You know, I always, like I was saying before, the older you get, you know, you start seeing the deficiencies and your body doesn't recover as fast. So you got to take the extra steps to make sure that, you know, you're okay. And, you know, that's just the stuff that I've been doing. And, you know, I never thought I would get to this point where it's like, you know, you gotta really take care of yourself on a daily basis like this. But hey, it happens.